A brand new intergalactic cruiser at this space dock for each and every adventure. I'm nearing the completion of my latest program. It generates a simple website based on folders with some text files and images. I had a lot of fun writing it. There are many little programming gems that can make code fascinating. They are all too strange to describe, but they are like little creatures, each from a different galaxy. They are called program libraries. And when you plug them into your program, you inherit the functionality that they come with. There's also this cute little programming style where you just kind of write everything in a single line. Yikes. Each tiny program that you write and add to the chain channels its output as the next little program's input. It looks very unusual, and it is hard to read, though everyone says otherwise. But it's hard to read. But it has style, it has charm, and it is a lovely thing. Having almost 1,000 poems and over 100 video playlists means that every big operation must be repeated at least 1,000 times. This is trouble, as it means that you can only write really fast code. If something took a whole second to run, then you'd have to sit there for 1,000 seconds, which is about 17 minutes. Even with fast code, it still takes 3 seconds to make the website, and when I move the program over to a low-power computer like the Raspberry Pi, that may quickly turn into 30 seconds, a minute, maybe even 2 minutes. So fast code is a big deal. I've been preparing to speed the program up with caching strategies, or cache for short. A cache is a memorized operation. You can cache the result of calculating how many minutes in 1,000 seconds. Simply save to disk or memory that 1,000 seconds equals 16 minutes and 40 seconds. You will then never have to recalculate that again. That calculation is said to be cached. And of course, it is a lot of fun to come up with the right strategy and with minimal impact on your source code. In programming, the simplest things can magnificently get out of control. Creating a cover image for a series of videos, out of their thumbnails, for example, requires extracting all the video links, checking what thumbnails are already there, downloading whatever is missing, calculating how the images can fit best in the final cover image, and finally combining them together, which sometimes requires playing with geometry, though there are simple Linux programs that can combine multiple images into one. All of this for a simple, simple cover image. It almost seems funny. But programming truly, truly is wonderful. Writing a program is like piloting an intergalactic spaceship. Though programs never seem to last very long, especially the little ones. It is a combination of usefulness and the ever-changing world. But you know, I think that is a good thing. It means that there is always a new intergalactic cruiser looking for a captain at the space dock.